Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on the sixth day of May. Hey, that rhymes. And we are going to be working our way through the Psalms, and today we're reading Psalm 47 in the New American Standard Bible. This is what it says. This is another of the Psalms of the Sons of Korah, and again, it is a song meant to be sung, but I am not going to sing it. It says this, "Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a voice of joy. For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdues people under us and nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm of wisdom. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have assembled as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm looking back and thinking about church and just having that opportunity to sing with my voice to you and to actually, clap my hands. And so, Lord, would you give us that kind of festive rejoicing today, that we would see what you're doing and even want to clap our hands and just have an emotional response to your goodness. And I love this line, "Shout to God with a voice of joy." Lord, we are so often able to shout in different ways and in different contexts, but we don't shout for you. We try to be subdued, and yet you have done so much. You deserve everything, even our breath, even our voice, even our shouts, even the clapping of our hands. You deserve it all because you're so good. And Lord, help us. This other line says, "For the Lord Most High is to be feared." You are the Most High. And this makes so much sense when we think about the nation of Israel and how they continually chased after high places where there were idols and they worshiped on these high places. And yet you are the Lord Most High. You are higher above any other idol we can worship. You're higher than any demonic presence, obviously. You're higher than anything, any sort of idol. You are the Most High God, and therefore you are to be feared. You are to be revered. You are to be worshiped. You are holy and we are not. You are King and we are your loyal subjects. You are victorious and we simply benefit from your victory. Lord, you have secured for us an inheritance. We are your children and you are our Father. We're so grateful we've been adopted into your family. And I for one, just am super grateful for that, because having grown up the way I did, I didn't know what a good, loving family felt like until I was welcomed into your family. So thank you for adopting me. Thank you for adopting the person listening to this today, and help them to realize that you love them so much. Lord, you have rescued us. You have intervened for us by sending your Son to die on the cross, to live that sinless life, and then to take on all of our sin, past, present, future, upon your holy shoulders, and to bleed from your sacred brow the crown of thorns upon your head. You secured salvation for us, even though you did not deserve to die, because you were sinless. And so we thank you so much for that completed work on the cross. And we thank you for the beautiful resurrection that happened 3 days later, that puts the exclamation point on our faith, that makes our faith real. Your word says that if you were not resurrected, then we are to be pitied above all. And so, Lord, the truth is you were resurrected and we are not to be pitied, because we have been rescued. Lord, thank you for this example of this psalm of singing praises. So, Lord, today when things get out of hand, as they often do, or when our children are acting up, or when we have circumstances that feel way beyond our control, I pray that you would prompt us today to turn on some music and to sing praises to you, because you are the King of all the earth. We want to sing to you. We want to worship you. We want to praise you. And Lord, I know that when I do that, I tend to just feel so much better. And so I pray that you would give that same gift to my friend listening today, that they would praise you and the trajectory of their day would turn around. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Elizabeth Turnage, and she has written a book called From Recovery to Restoration, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis. It's not a matter of if, but when crisis will break into our lives, whether it's a natural disaster or a relational disaster, which can happen, a broken wrist or a broken marriage, a baby miscarried or justice miscarried. That's so hard, both. Crisis thrusts us into a season of recovery. The journey of recovery can arouse many emotions like shock and fear. Definitely for me, anxiety, doubt, grief, and anger. So Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage soothes us in our distress with the surpassing peace and sure hope of the gospel. In each brief meditation in this book, she offers scripture, of course, relevant stories, biblical encouragement, prayers, and even suggested music, which we just talked about today. All that point you to your deepest hope. God has written a story that takes you through recovery toward restoration. He's begun his redemptive work in us through Jesus, and one day Jesus will return, thank goodness, to restore all broken things. And in that day, we will know the full joy of our restoration hope. So open this book, From Recovery to Restoration, and begin your journey from recovery to restoration. So each meditation includes a Bible verse, a story, a gospel reality, a brief concluding prayer, and other suggestions for further action. And so I'm so excited to be able to recommend this book to you, especially for those who are walking through a crisis right now. It seems like a lot of the people who are sponsoring Pray Every Day are writing on this very subject. So it must be a theme in our world. We're all walking through crisis. So again, thank you, Elizabeth, for sponsoring the show. And again, the book's name is, or title, it's not a name, From Recovery to Restoration, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis.